Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
And now, Oklahoma City Sports Radio gets serious with the dominant duo, Jim Traeger and Al Eschbach. It's Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Lucky Star Casino, Concho. And I'm joined now by the legend of radio, king of the midgets, and the world champion at Freecell. He is also a member of the Journalism and Broadcast Hall of Fame in the state of Oklahoma, Mr. Al Eschbach. And this show's known as the Dominant
Duo.
How you doing today, Al?
I'm doing good today.
Where are you today?
Let me look around. Looks like I'm at the Lucky Star.
Yeah, probably turn that mic up a little bit.
About 20 straight years on Friday.
Yep, we have been here a long time. There's no doubt about it. It's nice outside, huh?
It is really nice. Really, really, really nice.
Much better than what we had earlier in the week.
Yeah.
We are going to get some rain again next week, though.
Good. Farmers can use it.
Yeah, I looked at the drought. What the drought is like. And in western Oklahoma, man, they still have, like, extreme drought. They've had so little rain for so long that even the rain they just got, they still are in drought. Now, we here in central Oklahoma are good now, at least for a while.
I really don't spend a lot of time in western Oklahoma, to tell you the truth.
We got great listeners out there.
I bet we do, but I definitely have to spend time out there.
I'm not asking you to spend time, okay. But you should care about those listeners that are out there, right?
I just don't want to spend time out there.
I'm not asking you to go out there.
I don't want to be in Western Oklahoma, Northern Oklahoma, or Southern Oklahoma, okay?
I'm thinking maybe you should care about right here in Central Oklahoma. You should care about those people out there in Western Oklahoma.
I just don't want to live there. I don't want to go there.
I didn't ask you to live there. I just said maybe you should care about them a little bit more.
I care about them, but I care about myself a lot more.
All right. That would be the definition of a selfish human being.
I didn't say I wasn't selfish.
Tony, would you say that he's selfish?
He just knows what he likes, Jim. You know, he's not going to
travel. There you go.
Outside of his comfort zone, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Tony, fairly soon, I think you're going to change your name to Eschbach. Tony Eschbach. You don't ever say a cross word about Al Eschbach.
Why would
you know
I?
That?
Because
sometimes he just ripped the entire part of a state.
I didn't rip it. I just said I don't want nothing to do with part of it. Anything with it. That's all he said.
You know?
I'm being honest.
Okay, well, I'm being honest. I care a lot about all the great people out there in the western part of the state.
Yeah, he's going to bring me to tears, Tony.
Tony, you laughing?
Like that story he told about the brother. Remember? That
was amazing.
Yeah.
That was an amazing story. I don't know why you're showing me, so I don't know what you're doing. Guy's showing me a card. I don't know what that's about.
With me.
That's up there, man. Way up there.
No, you show him, don't you?
No, yeah. Way up there.
No, him.
I'm going to tell you something. That's the first time that's ever happened to me, ever. Guy came up and showed me his, I think it was a license. It looked.
Why didn't you look at it? See if it was fake or not.
Should I have taken it?
Yeah, you should have. And you should have taken it and go, okay, you're cool.
Yeah, no problem. Go do what you want.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
you're really lucky. Something happened special for you, my man. You need to go over on that side. That's what you would do.
Yeah.
You would mess with the guy.
I would definitely.
On the other hand, is just trying to help him.
I would definitely mess
Although
with
his
the guy.
License looked like it was from somewhere.
Yeah, it was white.
I don't know what it was. I hope it wasn't like a prison ID.
Russia?
Or like that.
Maybe.
You think it's
a Russian
Russia?
Driving license?
Wow.
You've been around Russians?
Little bit, not a whole bunch.
When I was in Russia, I was.
Well, yes, you were. I knew you were going to say something like that.
Yeah, a lot of Russians in Russia.
Yes, there are. By the way, OU softball, they got a little rally going in the second inning. A couple people on, no out. They should have had a bigger rally. Jocelyn Allo made a big base running mistake.
What time will Oklahoma State baseball start?
They're right now. They're playing. It started 3:15. Last time I checked, they were down 2-0 to TCU.
Hey, what's up?
Let me look to see what's happening here. See if we got any new score.
Can OU get to host the tournament?
No, they can't. Okay. They just had too many bad losses early. But they've definitely solidified a two seed, and if they keep winning, their two seed will go higher and higher. You know, two seeds. I mean, you'd rather be a two seed for like the 16 seed, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like two seed for like the five seed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've just moved and keep moving themselves up and up. Did you hear the call that I had today?
Which one?
About the guy, you know, the pitcher for Pitch for OU yesterday?
Yeah, what was that?
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you. So 3 years ago, the family came and talked to me about their son.
Right.
And they gave
him the best call of the day.
Right. I gave him the best call of the day. But what happened was is that, you know, they asked me about the draft and money and stuff, and I gave my advice.
Right.
Well, he went in the fourth round, and it wasn't enough money, so he's decided to go to OU. Well, he's been really good there. Big left-handed kid. He pitched great yesterday. His name is Bennett. And now he's going to probably be a first or second rounder. So my advice was some good advice. Makes me happy.
Made a lot of money.
Yeah. I make from the fourth round. If he gets into the bottom of the first round, that'll be a couple million dollars maybe.
It was kind of funny. He gave him advice, and then he went to OU, and he get drafted at all.
Yeah, I'd laugh
at that.
Really? Because, see, that would be bad. I feel bad about that.
Well, you should give him bad advice.
But I didn't.
I know, but if you did.
But why can't you say, hey, good job, that's good advice.
Because I would remind you it could have been bad advice, too. Right, Tony?
Is this unbelievable?
I don't
know. Listen, I came on the air today, and I was really upset because the entire station, all they did was laugh at me all day today about me keep saying Sherry Cole instead of Patty Gaffo.
Who did?
People that met Mark Rogers and them. By the way, I just want to tell you.
I heard you say you did Mark doesn't make fun of him Monday.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Listen to this.
I'm listening.
I talked to somebody who definitely knows, impeccable source, OU basketball, on top of the salaries, lose about $1 million a year.
Oh, I could say women's basketball?
Women's basketball. Not men's basketball.
Yeah.
Women's basketball.
Oh, I could
because
see that.
They charter flights and everything. $1 million a year.
I can see that. Yeah.
So that's my problem, and it's always been my problem.
Yeah.
You know, so between the salaries and what they lose, women's basketball is costing that university, when she was a coach, like $2.4 million. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I used to say back then. If you're winning, okay. If you start losing, I'm sorry, it's not any good.
Yeah, when they were packing it with the Paris twins.
Gosh, that's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago.
She's actually coaching, right? Courtney Paris, I think, is coaching at OU right now.
You follow the lap
closer
than
I do.
You do. You just said it.
Well, I wanted to just make sure that I was on the right track, and I believe I was. By the way, OU got bases loaded, no outs in the second. I made a little prediction. It's going to be wrong, but I thought it was a good one. I said that by the time Barry Trammell comes on the air today, this game will be over.
Well, it got to go 5 innings.
Five innings? Can you do 5 innings in an hour and 10 minutes?
Now, if you scored a bunch of runs.
That's a good point. They just need to get enough runs to get it over with.
Yeah. I mean,
they're amazing.
I wonder how much they charge for a softball game now.
Up there?
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody knows. Someone can text us on our text line. Mm-hmm. It's probably been. I'm sure this regional is, this super regional probably pretty hard to get into.
I mean, it's hard to get into, but I wonder what the NCAA charges for a softball game. What would you guess?
$80.
That much?
For a really good seat, maybe. I'd say maybe 80 down low and maybe 40 somewhere else. I don't know. I got no idea. I'm literally, it'd be like you asking me how to do ballet, okay? I got no idea.
No.
You know how to do ballet?
What do you think?
I'm just wondering.
I'll tell you what.
Let me tell you something.
One of the worst mistakes I made in my life was going to the Nutcracker.
Really?
You didn't
like it?
I didn't like it. I hated it. I thought it was stupid.
It's got some pretty good music, though.
Yeah.
Tony, could you play the theme from the Nutcracker, please?
Please don't, Tony.
Just play the theme. By the way, Tony, how much money would you give to see Al in a tutu and some little things on where he's standing on his toes, a ballerina, ballet guy?
Would you want me to wear a bra, too?
No, you don't need a bra.
Okay.
No, I think a man's ear or a bro?
Yeah,
he needs to wear the bra,
The bro?
Yeah.
So, Tony, how much money would you give to see him do some valet?
Boy, maybe grand?
Collection. We need a collection.
Yeah, that
would be
sure.
really good.
I'll do anything for money.
give me the Nutcracker, please. You can play it. Yeah, this is a great song. That's a great song. Don't you like that, Al?
It's okay.
OU has bases loaded, no outs. They cannot score. They're now bases loaded, two outs. Looks like my prediction's going to go down the tubes. Really a shame. Really a shame.
So you've been to ballets?
Yeah, I've been to a ballet before, sure.
Tony, you been going to a ballet this weekend, I'd assume?
Not this weekend, but I have been to one.
What was it?
I don't remember. I drank before I went in.
That was smart.
Yeah.
Why did you pass out?
Why did you go?
Had to be a woman involved.
Yeah, same with me. I was married.
I went to a ballet a long, long time ago.
This was
I was not married.
Okay.
I was not married.
So why'd you go?
Oh, these girls I went to school with in high school were ballerinas, and they were one of them was really good. Matter of fact, she ended up in like a big time ballet thing.
I remember one of my best friends, Ronnie Cabezas, told me that his brother was a ballerina.
But they don't call them ballerinas though, if they're men.
Well, he called him his brother a ballerina.
He called his brother a ballerina?
Yes, he did.
That is weird. Did they fight?
I'd imagine that they did, yes. He's the one, Ronnie Cabezas. He goes, he joins the Marines, and he's out from boot camp asking what they teach. He goes, to kill.
Well, there's probably a little truth to
that. Very succinct, to kill.
A little truth to that, I'm sure.
I see Tony in the Marines.
Tony is a Marine?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go.
Your mama wouldn't let you?
There you go. Grandparents drove up overnight, everything. I was like, really?
What were your grandparents going to do? Take you there or what?
Oh, no. They were trying to talk me out of it.
So it was like a little intervention.
Yeah. They said you could go to college and this and that. And I was like, all right.
They didn't want little Tony to go to the Marines?
Well, I wanted to, Jim.
General Z.
Wow. Tony the Marine.
Yeah.
Could you see Tony Tony be a little bit like Gomer Pyle, wouldn't he, in the Marines?
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah.
I do like jelly donuts.
Now, what does that have to do with anything?
What does that have to do?
What's a jelly donuts? Well, I don't get that. What are you talking about?
Were you talking about Private Pyle in the movie? Are you talking about the actual Gomer Pyle?
Actual Gomer Pyle.
Well, golly, yeah.
Not that dude, man. That dude was Pyle.
Can I tell you my joke?
One of the craziest dudes ever. I'd love to hear your joke.
If Rock Hudson was married to Gomer Pyle, his name would be Rock Pyle.
Rock Pyle, yeah.
Pretty good, eh?
I've heard that before. I guarantee it was from you.
Several times.
you got another one, Al. There's another one, too. One more.
A married one? I had a girl, Rhoda, that worked with me at the Journal, and if she was married to Manny Mota, her name would be Rhoda Mota.
Rhoda Mota.
Yeah.
I like that. Rhoda Mota.
She didn't think it was that funny. I thought it was really clever.
That's really good. By the way, a little double for OU. They're up 3-0. This is going to get ugly, I'm telling you. I know the answer to this question, but I always wanted to ask Patty Gasso why she hits Alo in the two-hole. I know why, because she wants her to get up more. But there's that philosophy. The old-time baseball guy says you want your best hitters to get up with more people on base.
Either three or four slides.
The new-time guys say get them up in the batter's box so they can, they can hit more.
I'll tell you what. Obviously one of the greatest players of all time was a leadoff for a long time. Barry Bonds, remember he led off?
Yeah.
But he stole a lot of bases.
But then he got bigger, and when he was hitting for the ball for more power, then he moved.
Yeah, right.
Is this Allo? Allo's at the plate right now. 3-run bomb right here can make it 6-0, and then the game will be over. You want to play some music?
Play music.
Let's do it. Let's take an OG&E break. Guess what? You can save a lot of money if you get smart hours. They got it. Go to OGE.com. We're at the Lucky Star Casino and Concho. A lot of things happening. They're giving a bunch of money away all through June. All you got to do is come on out and earn your entries. play all the great games, watch the sports on TVs, eat at the Res restaurant. Great stuff. We'll be back with the legend in music. This show's known worldwide as the Dominant
Duo.
Get the Sports Animals app for your smartphone. Get the Sports Animal app. Hear the Sports Animal live. Listen to podcasts. Or read the Sports Animals' latest social media posts. Get it wherever you download apps or at thesportsanimal.com.
Get on the highway to Henrietta and don't miss the big full day of country music featuring Blake Shelton, Pat Green, Josh Abbott Band. Wade Bowen's on this bill also. Stoney LaRue. Looks like a really, really nice country lineup. June 11th, benefiting the Henrietta Live Foundation. Tickets available now at highwaytohenrietta.com. Barry Trammell's at the game, the Oklahoma softball game today. Tell us what it's like out there coming up. The unofficial start of the Total Dominance Hour this Friday on The Animal.
Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys and Coach Pat Jones.
Normally, guys in the NFL in higher positions have been around a longer time, and they're the guys that think, hey, life's too short to put up with this stuff. Now, maybe if I'm 25 and tells me to get out of the drill, you don't know how to coach it, let me run the drill, all that kind of stuff. And at 25, I can take it. At 55, I might light the guy up. You walk in, I don't care if you're the head coach or not, you walk into my drill and embarrass me, I'll knock your teeth out.
Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys and Coach Pat Jones. Weekdays at 10 on WWLS, the Sports Animal. Now, Barry Trammell joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
And we're back here today at the Lucky Star Casino, joined by Mr. Al Eschbach and Mr. Barry Trammell. This show's known as the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Tram, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Hot out here at OU softball, but winners are piling up the runs.
You know, I made a prediction today in the beginning of my show. It's wrong, but I said by the time that you come on the air today that this game would be over. And it is over. It's just not really over. So I was wrong in my prediction.
Softball's not as quick as it used to be.
Especially on national TV, right?
Right. Between innings, and now we got replay. You know, they're going through about a five-minute replay review right now.
Yeah.
So the old days, about the hour-and-a-half games are over.
I got a question for you. How much are tickets? I'd be interested to see what they...
Okay, I think I know. I think these NCAA tournament tickets are $75 for all sessions.
Anywhere in the stadium?
I think so, yeah. The person that told me that was sitting in the outfield bleachers, and so that's a minimum. Maybe if they're, you know, in the grandstand would be more if there's a different price.
Okay. It's a good price, $75 for the whole thing.
It's going to be two games, so.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But, yeah.
But $37.50 for a game, that's not bad, as good as these to be able to watch your team win.
Absolutely.
So. Interesting. Yeah, I thought she was safe on this play, Tram. I don't know about you, but looked like she got under the tag.
No, it was a force out. That was the problem.
If it's a force out, why did they even look at it?
Well,
but the dude called him safe.
Everybody got mixed up. Everybody got mixed up, including that umpire. It was a force.
That's right.
It's a force out.
Well, I'm not watching it close enough because we're doing radio, but right. When she went down to tag her, I thought, well, she's definitely safe. And they called
the
her out. So
the umpire got lost. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and I hope I don't really – it's not that big of a deal, but I hope somebody asks the Central Florida coach why the heck she pitched the aloe. That's the dumbest thing.
I hope two outs –
Listen to me, for people that don't know, there is never a better – here it is. Two outs, second and third, and the greatest softball player of all time comes to the plate. Now, if you don't walk her there, you got no idea what you're doing. Am I right, Tram?
Especially the next batter up, force it every base.
Well, it's two outs. Yeah, force it every base. Right. No, you're right, Al. Yeah. Go ahead, Tram.
Here, and at the time, it was 3-0, 3-0. you know, if it's a one-run game, I can sort of see it, because then you're checking Allo's batting average against Grace Lyons on base percentage. But when it's 3-0 and you need to try to minimize, the damage, yeah, I don't think you can pitch to Allo.
Let me tell you something we used to do in baseball. In the dugout, every single day, you got three calls. And that was, you called a home run for a player, all right? And then the trainer kept the log. And if you would say, I'm calling a home run. You know, Eddie Murray goes to the plate, you go, I'm calling this. And then if you hit it, then you'd get a point. And then the points add up, and it was for money. I called Allo's home run sitting here. I said, this is Tony. Could you give me some credit, Tony?
He did.
Yeah. I said, this is going to be 6-0 in a heartbeat. And then we went off the air, and bomb, it was gone. 6-0. Uh-oh.
It was. It went over the bleachers. It went over the center field bleachers.
Yeah, it was well hit.
Well, she almost went out the first time up.
No, she had a ground ball second base.
Okay.
And they, and they
it was
messed
a missile,
it up.
Though.
Yeah,
the
right,
last
that's right.
Them that
that's
first,
right, yeah.
Almost hit out. Yeah.
By the way, it's 7-0 now, so. You know, I'll tell you something. I don't know if either one of y'all watched the OSU softball. I watched a couple innings. That girl can pitch now. I mean, and OU lit her up. So, I don't know, man. That it could be interesting if they play each other. I just don't know if anybody can hang with OU.
Well, yeah, I actually went to Stillwater. I was at the game. It was an outstanding pitch game. I think Maxwell faced, she faced 26 batters and 11 hit the ball. I think that's it. So
she was unbelievable.
Yeah, but she had him. You know, she's got a lot of spin on her pitches, and she had him fooled all day.
8-0 now. Doubling the gap for OU. 8-0.
Well, that could mean the run rule. That should help a lot.
What is it, 10 after 8? Is that what it is? After 5,
eight
I
after
mean?
Five.
Eight after 5.
8 after 5?
8 after 5.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be – this will be 14 or 15 to nothing by the eighth inning.
No, 5.
No, five.
I mean by the 5th inning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, by the 5th, this thing will be over with. That means that Central Florida will hit in the 5th, and then the game will be over, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Sooners should only have one more at-bat after this.
We're going to take a break, but Al's got – he wants to tell you something about your article today. Okay?
Okay. What did I write about, the SEC?
Yes.
Yep, about the SEC. Right. Yep, okay. Very good. So we'll be back with that. We're here at the Lucky Star Casino and Concho. It's an OG&E break. Guess what? They've got smart hours. You can save money. Go to OGE.com. Come on out, play the game. You can watch all the games out here. I mean, NBA game tonight. You can watch the softball, baseball, whatever you want to watch. By the way, it's 10-0. 2-run bomb. this is unbelievable. No, it isn't. I apologize. I thought it was gone, but it wasn't. Mm-mm. We'll be back. This show's known worldwide as The Total.
Dominance.
Hour.
WWLS Podcast.
Hey.
Be back. This show's known worldwide as The Total.
Dominance.
Hour.
WWLS Podcast.
Hey, this is Julie Traber, and you know my husband, Jim. Now, we've got a podcast together where we talk about marriage, family, food, sports, and so much more. You can listen now at thesportsanimal.com, and make sure to subscribe to the Julie and Jim Traber podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Julie and Jim Traber podcast is proudly sponsored by Rob's Ranch, on demand and on your time. Listen now at thesportsanimal.com. And now, more Total Dominance.
Total Dominance?
On 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
And we're back. Back here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Going to be telling you all about it. Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. I think Memorial Day, wasn't it called Decoration Day at one time?
Really? Why was it Decoration Day?
The soldier got decorated. Yeah.
Oh, you decorated the graves. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Hey, let me, Barry. The your column today. I truly don't think any coach at OU or OSU want to play each other in any sport. I don't think it's happening. I'd say there's about a 5% chance it's ever going to happen.
In any sport?
Yeah, I talked to Patty Gasso.
Josh Holliday said that it's just so tough. You know, you could play in the middle of the week, but then you don't get your best out there. And then that off weekend that you have in the Big 12, you know, or you could play in February, you know.
And Patty told me with the SEC rigors that they got to go
through. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that league's unbelievable.
So, and I don't think Gundy wants to play. I don't.
You could be right. You could be right.
You always look at it as money, right, Sam?
Well, if we're talking, are we talking football or are we talking these
football,
other
football, you're looking at it for money, right, for OSU.
Football, well, it'd be ridiculous. The Big 12 needs to get on board and said, listen, it's a chance to pad our TV contract. I mean, I know about hurt feelings and all that, but we're fighting for our lives financially.
Well, I don't care about hurt feelings.
And from a platform standpoint, I mean, no Big 12 game, including OU Texas, has delivered game day as much as Bedlam has in the last 10, 12 years. So, you know, OSU and the Big 12, I think, need that game.
Yeah, I don't think OU does, though. I don't think OU needs it.
Let me ask you a question, Jim. Are you telling me that if when the Big 12, the new Big 12, negotiates their package, that the Big 12 will say to the, you know, ESPN, Fox, whoever they're talking to, we're going to have Bedlam. That's going to help, right? You mean that they'll say that?
Well, yeah. I mean, every little bit helps. If you tell Fox or ESPN, not ESPN, but if you tell Fox or NBC, whoever you're talking to, hey, we're going to guarantee you an Oklahoma game every other year. Yeah, that matters. It definitely
matters. Why would OU do it?
Well, the main reason OU would do it is because they said they would. That's the main reason. Here's another reason. I don't know if they're going to play 9 games or 8 games, but the teams that OU is trying to emulate, Alabama, Georgia, to a lesser extent Florida, they have already broke away from the pack on scheduling. And the future schedulings are much tougher. For Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. Now, nobody else has gotten on board much, but Georgia has a lot of years coming up where they have 3 Power 5 opponents, including some big dogs. Alabama is doing the same thing. Florida some also.
Doesn't OSU and Alabama have a 2-game series coming up?
Absolutely.
Was it like 27, 28 or something like that?
28-29, I think, but somewhere in there, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you think that Oklahoma State in a year should play Alabama and OU in their out of conference games?
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great, all right.
Dougie don't think so.
90% chance they go 0-2.
Well,
right?
Maybe so. But they're fighting the Big 12 and OSU. They're fighting for financial status, and they're also fighting for prominence in the sport. And you know, if they cut back on the scheduling, you know, I think the new Big 12 is going to be fine. But in some ways, they're not beefing up the schedule because they're already playing Oklahoma as it is. They're not. It's not like Ohio State's replacing OU in the Big 12. They'd already signed up to play OU in Alabama in a single season.
That's a good point. No, that's a solid point. You're right. They're already playing them. It's not like they're, you know, adding them. Now, that's a good point.
I don't think Oklahoma wants it. Why would Oklahoma go to the South and then play Oklahoma State, which is really good every year?
I know.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it would be really bad for OU.
You got to play Alabama, Georgia in 1 year. You got to play Oklahoma State. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
I doubt they have a year where they play Alabama and Georgia.
Well, no matter who they play in that conference.
No, but there's a great chance that they would play, like, Texas, Arkansas,
or LSU,
and one of those guys, and then OSU, right?
Yeah, I mean, I personally think fairly soon everybody's going to have to play tough games because TV's not going to pay for Kent State and UTEP anymore.
By the way, OSU's out of conference this year is terrible. I mean, Arizona State's a nice name, but I mean, Florida Pine Bluff. Arkansas Pine Bluff.
I tell you, some of the schools that Barry wrote in the SEC is horrible. Some of those schedules that those teams got
terrible.
I mean, ridiculous.
A&M. We looked at A&M's the other day. They got an easy schedule.
Really? Yeah, we look at A&M. If they don't go 10-2 with the schedule they got, it's a massive disappointment.
You heard that right, Chairman. You on the air when I said that since the 90s, A&M's had 1 year where they've won double-digit games.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right.
Is that crazy?
They've been in one major bowl this century.
That's just unbelievable.
One. Yeah, but they just had the greatest recruiting year in the history. And the NIL means nothing about it.
No, that's right. Yeah.
So
doesn't mean anything.
Just comes out of nowhere. That it does. So
is this game over? What inning is it? Tramp?
We're in the top of four.
Oh, dang on it.
Just finished. We're going to the bottom of four.
It's 8-0. So.
So, Troutwine has given up 600 runs all year long.
And is she their second or third pitcher?
She's their second.
Yeah.
He's number two.
But I will say, though, that they're going to have a harder time in the World Series if Jordy Ball doesn't play.
Jordy Ball, absolutely.
They're going to have to just hit, right? Going to have to hit.
But sometimes you get against great pitchers. It's tough.
You're right. I totally agree.
So,
hey, guys, I started my show off today by saying, see what you guys think. By the way, Blaine said that the Big 12 would only get TV and revenue if OSU was home. SEC would get the revenue if it's at OU.
That's what I'm saying. Once every 2 years, you can guarantee bedlam.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, so, look, I really like Doncic, and I think the guy has a chance to be a superstar. He's going to have to do some things with his body. And he played a bad first half and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm tired of this guy whining like
that. Oh, I am. You stole my thunder.
It's unbelievable.
It's nuts. Every call.
I used to rip on this show Russell Westbrook for yelling at the refs and not getting back on defense. So I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't rip him too. There were like three times where his man scored because he is still down there yelling at the referees, Tram. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. They got to stop it. They got to stop it.
I've gotten to where I dislike him now because of it. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He cries. He can cry, Tram.
I'm ready. I'm glad the Mavs are gone because they stand up in the corner. Won't sit down.
I got tired of Dallas.
Yeah, I got tired of them really quick.
Well,
really quick.
I'm telling you, he keeps acting like he did at the end of this series and not getting back on defense. That is going to hurt him as far as superstar status. I'm just telling you. It's disgusting what he was doing.
Every call. I mean,
everyone.
It's just ridiculous.
I know.
And he has to realize the TV cameras are showing the world.
And let me tell you something. Stan Van Gundy, the whole series, was ripping into him.
Right.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He kept saying, well, the one thing that he has to do is he's got to get in shape when the season starts. He's got to come to camp ready to go.
He hangs with Harden.
You're exactly right. He's very similar to Harden. And you know what? James Harden's not going down as a top 10 player ever. He's a great player,
but
he's not. And I think one of the things is that his body isn't in the shape that it should be, Tram.
No, you're right. And Dallas is in a tough spot because they don't know whether to try to get a second superstar or try to go the Dirk 2011 route. And just find the right role players around Doncic. But there are things about Doncic's game, as great as he is, there's things about his game that are problematic. And until they figure that out, I feel silly talking about what's wrong with Dallas. They had a great year. They had a remarkable run.
No, you're right.
Western Finals. They were fantastic.
And they by far had the worst roster of the four teams in the left.
No doubt. Yeah.
So probably you got to give worse. You got to give Doncic credit to get there. Go ahead, Trim.
They had the worst roster among the eight quarterfinalists.
You're probably right.
I think.
No, you're probably right.
I mean, Philly, Milwaukee.
How did they beat Phoenix? I mean, how did they beat Phoenix?
That game seven was one of the most mind-boggling things you'll ever see. But yeah, I'm just so tired of him crying. And then, just like Westbrook used to do, they're yelling at the refs, and the game's still going. Yeah. Go play. Right, Trim?
Bogus. Yeah, it was bogus, no doubt about it.
We could have a great – because, like I said, if I'm on Vegas, these games aren't single digits. It's 8.5 points. Who thinks it's going to be a single-digit game tonight? Right?
No, I mean –
Are you kidding me?
Surely we'll get a good game sometime, don't you think?
In the finals, I hope it. Boston and Golden State, I mean, that you would on paper, it's like a great matchup.
It does. No, you're right. I think the only thing that's going to save these playoffs are an incredible finals, because if the finals are like this, this will go down as one of the worst playoffs of all time.
And they don't start until what, like next Thursday?
Oh, I know. I can't stand that. Why do they do that?
TV.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But, yeah, you would think that. I love watching Golden State, though. I mean, boy, the way they.
I'll tell you, Thompson, you know, that's his fifth game. He's had 8 threes in the playoffs. Five different games he's had 8 threes, Trim.
He's somebody you got to deal with. There's no question about that. And I'm anxious to see that Boston defense against Golden State's offense. That's going to be a fun matchup.
I don't know how they're going to cover him.
And we keep on talking about Jordan Poole. Moody gave him some good minutes last night.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. They're going to be really good again the next couple years.
If Wiseman come back next year and plays like we thought he was going to play when he got drafted.
I don't know how a lot of people
thought he was the number one high school player in the country.
Oh, I know, Al. He was unbelievable. Remember, he got
in trouble. Yeah. So, it'll be fun. But, yeah, gosh, these playoffs have just been terrible.
Boy, Allo just hit a missile right at the right fielder for a base hit, and the right fielder threw to first base and almost threw her out. That's how hard she hit the ball.
Imagine someone hitting 500. It's hitting 500, over 500 now.
I don't know how you can. It's just mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. I mean,
this isn't slow-pitch softball in Piedmont.
No, it's
by the way,
they threw her out.
Yeah, she just got thrown out at first base. I've seen that happen before, though.
I've seen it happen in the majors. About once every 3 years it happens.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I've been in a game before where a guy's
been
thrown out
like that.
You've got to
hit the ball hard. You got to hit the ball hard on, like, one hop.
The key, the key is the right fielder has to be shallow. That's the key.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe you're playing up a little bit because
why would the right fielder be shallow against her?
Because it's
well, in the majors.
Well,
Jim's talking about
the majors. In the majors.
No, these fields are so small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Not, yeah. Nobody's too deep or too shallow. Everybody's the same.
They caught, so they didn't score a run. So now we're at the top of the fifth. So if they go 1-2-3, this game's
over,
right?
It's over.
That's it. That's going to be it.
Well, maybe I should have said by the time Tram was going to be off the air, the game would have
been over. You'd have been on right there. You'd have had a good shot at it.
I went too daggone. It was too fast.
You thought we were playing 1994 rate pace at softball.
Yeah.
What was that daggone that I just heard?
That was Tony playing that because I was wrong, so he said daggone it. I should have done something different. by the way, OSU, for people who want to know, in baseball, they're tied 4-4 with TCU down at the –
what inning is that?
Fourth inning.
Gosh, that started 3:15.
3:15. It's been going on for 2 hours. They're getting ready to end the fourth inning.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable. Wow. But Patty Gasso thinks they're going to break dirt on the new field this summer.
Oh, really?
Well, they better hurry. I mean, they need to if they're going to play in 2024.
Yep.
Where is it?
It's on just south of Jenkins.
Just south of the current stadium. Right there on the north side of Lloyd Noble. Northeast corner.
Yep.
Okay. Northeast corner of Jenkins and or northwest corner of Jenkins and Imhoff.
Northwest corner of Jenkins and Imhoff.
So north of Lloyd Noble Center, east of the gymnastics training center.
Okay.
By the way,
straight south of the current stadium.
Okay.
Straight south of the current stadium.
I think today's Patty's birthday.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
It's somebody's birthday.
It's Patty's birthday. It's her birthday.
What are they going to do with the old stadium?
Pave
Paradise, put up a parking lot?
Sure of it. I don't think they have a plan for it.
You sang that song out?
Which I can't hear it.
Pave Paradise, put up a parking lot? They pave paradise, put up a parking lot.
Who sang it?
I don't know. Tony, who is that? Carol King? Somebody. I can't remember who it was. Tony will find out.
Well, yeah, what do you do with the old stadium?
Well, there's
and what's great about the new one, you can park over to Lloyd Noble, which is a great thing for the new stadium.
Okay.
Yeah. They're talking about keeping the stadium up and using it for camps and things. The university could always find a use for the land and do something with it. They haven't determined.
By the way, am I looking at that correctly? My eyes aren't real good. Does Central Florida have zero hits?
No, yeah.
And one error.
You see it. They've got three walks. She's walked three. UCF does not have a hit.
Gee, many crisps.
How many no hitters have they thrown this year? A bunch. Man, that's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That is just unbelievable. So, by the way, it's Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell.
Okay, yeah.
There it is. Big Yellow Taxi. Great song. Yeah, that's a good song. You know that song, Tim? You ever hear that song?
I think I have, long ago.
What are your plans this weekend, Barry?
What's that?
What's your plans this weekend?
I got a wedding in Dallas I need to go to tomorrow
night.
Jim's
going to be down there. You might want to play in the poker tournament he's playing in.
Yeah, I'll probably go to the wedding. And then Sunday, driving over to Eastern Oklahoma to my dad's family reunion.
Oh, how cool is that?
In Mays County, yeah, it's going to be great.
What city?
And then, it's about 5 miles east of Salina, on Saline Creek. If that creek was over here, we'd call it a river and put a bridge over it. So,
I thought there was only a Salina, Kansas. I didn't know there was a Salina, Oklahoma.
Salina, Oklahoma. My dad's hometown.
I didn't either.
So give me something that's near it.
It's east of Pryor, about 10 miles, 8 miles east of Pryor.
Oh, I did my show up there in Pryor. Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know Dick Pryor.
Dick Pryor. He started the town, Dick Pryor.
We got a major league player from Salina. Steve Crawford, pitched for the Red Sox.
I remember Steve Crawford. Yeah. There's also another great player from up in that area, my man Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray from Shoto.
Yep. Love me some Johnny Ray. I love that dude, man.
Hey, Barry, thanks.
See you, Tram.
See you, guys.
We are here at the Lucky Star. Come on by here. They got so many great things going on every Saturday. Cash drawings in June, 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Right here in Concho. Let's take an OG&E break. You want to manage your bill this summer? Go to smarthoursoge.com. 98.1 FM, Ditto Sports Center. Up next, Dean and more of the total.
I'm really mad because these UCF girls are fouling balls off, or I would have been correct on my second one. Dominance.
Hour.
WWLS, the sports animal, makes it easy for
UCF girls are fouling balls off, or I would have been correct on my second one. Dominance.
Hour.
WWLS, the sports animal, makes it easy for you to hear any of the shows you may have missed with WWLS podcasts at thesportsanimal.com. Listen on your time, anytime, and on any device, no matter the season. Catch up or listen again with WWLS, the sports animal's podcast. wherever you get your podcast.
Catch all of your favorite sports animals on demand at our website, thesportsanimal.com, with WWLS podcasts. If you've missed a segment, an entire show, an interview, you can always get caught up on your own time at our website. Again, thesportsanimal.com. Click on podcasts and listen now or subscribe to any of the Sports Animal podcasts wherever you get yours. News 9's Dean Blevins joins Total Dominance right now.
Now, Dean Blevins joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we're back. Back to what you saw in Concho. Back with a show known in Ornette as the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Dino, did you enjoy the softball game? OU softball game?
Still going on. Yeah.
No, it's over. It's over. See
ya. Oh,
it is.
Okay.
Over.
Well, I'm record. So they got them at 5 then.
So
yeah.
We're
no hitter.
Okay.
No hitter.
I was wondering what that number. I couldn't remember the number.
We ruining it. Are we ruining it for you? I'm sorry.
No. I'm just a little bit behind.
Right. We've known that for years that you're a little bit behind.
No. And the last thing I saw was Jocelyn Alo being thrown out at first, hitting it to right field, but she hit it so crisply, and it was well played. You see that occasionally. But another big game for them, and I guess the bigger news is that Jordy Ball did a little warming up, and they are a little bit more encouraged, is my take.
Patty told me when she was on the show the other night, she thinks she's going to pitch in the World Series.
Well, they don't need her in this one because they're going to run rule them again tomorrow, and then that'll be another week
to
be better.
How do you put it when you get a fractured arm? How do you, and it's not your pitching arm, how do you deal with that? You put a brace on it?
I would say that you probably got to put a little brace on it, yeah, just to make sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where the fracture is exactly, but obviously if it was her pitching arm, she wouldn't be able to pitch. So that's
a
good thing.
Jim, I agree with you in terms of rest, but at the same time, and she would have had to have been a lot more healthy, so it's not even debatable right now, apparently. But it seems to me that it would have been good to maybe start her in a game and go 3 innings or something, you know, before you start playing for your lives next week. Yeah.
That's a good point.
You an amount of money, though, Dean. They're going to have they'll probably have a simulated game, you know, where she pitches against the OU. I mean, let me tell you something. The best thing you can do is pitch against OU. So she can pitch against her own own women and just see how it feels for a couple innings. So, yeah, that's
it would sure be nice. I know Arkansas is coming over. I think this is just going to be a heck of a softball.
Well, how about OU, OSU, and Arkansas? Would that be great?
That's really what I was saying.
I would love to see two of those three in, but OSU and OU would be fantastic to see back in there. The other thing I was going to say, though, this is one of those teams that if they don't win the championship, they were still, you know, a record-setting team, but it's not the same. You know, you want to finish it off. You can't take anything away from what they've done. But you got to finish it off.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, I mean, you're right. We'll say it was a great game, but there'll be a but, you know?
Right.
They didn't win, but they didn't win it. No, they win it. This will go down as one of the greatest, maybe the greatest team of all time. By the way, OSU, just let people know, OSU in baseball, they just scored 4 runs, so they're up 8-4 on TCU.
What inning?
I was looking that up, Jim. I'm glad you updated. I was
eight
just
to
looking
four.
It up as you guys called. Okay.
Yeah, they were down, and then they came back, and then they scored 4 runs. So they got this would be a big win for them. Big RPI win. I think if they win this, they got a legitimate chance still to maybe be a home host down there, maybe 14, 15, 16. So I don't know. We'll see. They got to do better. They haven't finished real strong, but OU certainly is finishing strong.
Yeah,
they're
good one last night.
Yeah.
They're really hitting the ball, OU.
They really are hitting the ball. You're
right. Well, the other thing they did is what we talked about yesterday. They're aggressive on the base paths. And guys, I mean, you got to have pitching. And they can't match some teams, but Bennett can fire it. And they've been able to rest their guys, Jim, you know, pitching wise, who they went with in game one, and then what having the day off will do setting up a potential big
weekend?
Well,
that's the problem in these tournaments. You look like OSU loses game one. Now your pitching staff, now you're in big trouble. You got to keep fighting and fighting and fighting, you know? So, yeah, that's OU. You win one, you win two, then you're in perfect position. You're set up. You got a day off. It's perfect for them. By the way, Dean, I don't know if you heard the story about the Bennett kid, the pitcher. I talked with his parents 3 years ago, you know, about the draft and about, you know, what they thought and everything. I tell them I tell the same
Where's
thing
he
to
from?
Parents.
Huh? Where's he from?
I don't know. That's a great question. It's somewhere here. I'm not sure this town. Maybe Tony can look it up. But anyway, I said to him, you know, look, if, you know, depending on where you go, you got to do money. You got to figure it out. Well, he went in the fourth round and he decided to go to OU. And now he's been there for 3 years. And now he's going to go in the first or second round. So he's going to make himself, if he's in the first round, he's going to make himself a couple $1 million. So like Al said, I finally gave some good advice, Dean. It looks like it's going to work out. So, but I'm really happy for the kid, man. He's good.
Well,
he's nasty.
That's good. He was really composed last night. I heard him also post-game interview, and he sounds like a kid that's really even keel and, you know, has the right temperament for it.
Yeah, the way OU's playing, they could go to a regional and beat somebody. I mean, they're not just a team that's going to go in there and play. They've got a chance. So that's he's done a great job this year. Seriously, a month and a half ago, Al and I were talking about, well, he's going to keep his job.
Yeah, I mean, because he had a losing season last year, the first in years and years and years.
Yep. So they've been playing. They've been playing as well or better than anybody around this area. So that's good. Think about it, guys.
Bixby High School. You talking
thank
about Jake?
You. I knew he was from up near Tulsa, but I couldn't remember. Guys, think about this. The spring sports in our state this year are unbelievable. I mean, OU tennis women, right? They came in second. OSU women, they fell apart a little bit in golf, but they made it to the deal. OU and OSU golf is going to be unbelievable. One and two in the country. Softball.
1-7 in the country.
Yeah, OU and OSU are both going to be in the tournament. It's been a great spring sports year for both schools, huh, Dino?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's not a fluke, any of it. I don't know how much you guys have kept up with the NCAA first round, but if you haven't given the scores recently, I'll throw them out there.
Please do. Let us know. What do you got?
This is the men's first round, and, you know, you got to qualify, so you got to play well.
And OU and OSU playing together, aren't they, Dean?
Yeah, they are, and the bad news is that OSU is tied sixth, and OU, I think, is tied ninth. But the good news is Vanderbilt's leading at one under, and OSU is plus five, and OU was plus four last time I looked at it. So it doesn't look good in terms of where you stand on the board, but they're still on the course. A few minutes ago, they were playing holes 11 through 14 together. And so they've got some to finish and maybe squeeze up a little bit tighter. Put a lot of pressure on them tomorrow, though.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma State plus five. OU was plus six, which is tied for 11th. Boy, they are jammed together. Now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams tied for sixth, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams tied for 11th. So it is going to be serious. Vanderbilt, minus one. The only team that's under par. And they're playing with OU and OSU, too. They're the other team, Dean.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They're on 12 through 15 right now.
Here's OU's problem. OU's got McAllister playing well at even, and a couple of other guys, Lorenz and Goodman, playing well at plus one. But they've got Goddard up here and also Patrick Welch, and he's a regular. But Goddard's the one that just jumps out at me more. But those two guys are plus four. So that's not anything up to the standards of either one of them. Certainly not Goddard.
Yeah,
holes left.
Yeah, McAllister is at the even. OSU's got Bo Jin at one under. Gupta's even. Yeah, there's a couple guys for OU and OSU that just aren't carrying their weight right now. They got to get better.
And let me ask you, Dean. Jim and I were talking earlier about Doncic. We think he's a great player. We are sick and tired of him at pitching after every call.
He's a crybaby, Dean.
Yeah. It's every
ridiculous.
Call.
Yeah. And, Dean, and yeah, real quick, before you comment, Dean, there were three or four times last night that his man scored while he's crying to the referee.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know how he played before he got here, but, I mean, in other words, I don't know if this is his true disposition and it's always been and it's going to be hard to shake or it's something else, but it's no good. It zaps your team of energy. It does whatever. When Bob Stoops stepped on this campus, the most important words that he said, I think we all agree, there's no excuses. And that opens the floodgate for excuses. And it's every play, like you say, you just kind of look up and you expect it to be there. And he exaggerates every one of them. And he's probably wrong 80% of the time, you know, on whether his argument is legitimate.
Hey, Arch, if you're Jason Kidd, you go, hey, look, you are a great, great, great player.
Amen.
You can even get better if you stop complaining, right?
Al, I couldn't agree with you more. Jason Kidd's a perfect example. He had an unbelievable career. He needs to sit down with him. Maybe Dirk Nowitzki's in the meeting, too. And you just say, look, you got to stop this stuff. You know, that's one of the things that I love about Gilgeous Alexander and, frankly, all of the Thunder. I don't know if they've made a point of it, but Gilgeous Alexander, guys, he never cries to the referees. Never.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking never.
Right.
And then Dort. All Dort does is he looks, when he knows that he didn't foul somebody, he looks over to the bench and says, review it. And he's right almost every time.
Yeah.
But these referees, I'm telling you, Dean, I know the umpires in the big leagues, if you just keep crying and crying, eventually they're like, dude, I'm not going to call anything good for you. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the relationship is so tight. Woody Mayfield, you remember, Al, when he was repping for 15
years? He lived across the street from me in Hall Park.
But my point is, you know, in talking with him, he would call these players by their first name, and he wasn't just hot dogging it. They get to know each other. You know, he'd tell a Jordan story, and, you know, it's Michael. And so these guys are real, real tight. I'm backing up kind of what you were saying, Jim.
Right.
Don't lean on them too much, and it's excessive. You have to sit here and talk about that, you know, the first thing out.
Do you guys you guys remember Durwood Merrill?
Oh, at Hoops, Texas.
So I got a great story. Durwood, I walk up to the plate in Oakland, the worst stadium in the world. Matter of fact, it's even worse now.
Well, tell people who he is.
He's a man. He was a long, long, long time umpire in the big leagues.
Died way too young.
Went to OU. He's a huge OU fan.
He went to Hooks, Texas, the same place that Billy Sims
That's
lived.
Right, Billy Sims.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So anyway, I come to the plate in Oakland, and it's Mickey Tettleton catching and me hitting. And Durwood goes, you know, he's a big old country boy. And he goes, I can't believe how many Aggies I got around me right now. I could barely hit. I was laughing so hard. But let me tell you about Durwood. If Durwood missed a pitch, he would say, I might have missed it, Jim. I'm sorry. You know, he was the greatest dude. And you couldn't argue with him.
No,
Jim. You mean after the game or
no?
Right then.
No, right then. If I'm I'd stand in the box. Ball was outside. He called a strike. I'd look back at him, and he would go, "Yeah, Jim, I'm sorry. I might have missed that one."
He used to call me at home all the time, ask about OU football
when he's on the road.
When he's on the road,
I mean, he. Oh,
yeah, we became good friends.
I love Durwood Merrill.
We need a lot more Americans like him.
No. Amen. I hear
you. Hey, Dino, who are you picking to win the NBA championship?
Gosh, Al, I think I'm going to have to. I'm not going to pick it yet, but I'll say that I think Boston's going to get there. That's who I'd picked and who I'm hoping gets there. But I think the Dubs, I think they have it going their way. I think they have that championship DNA. And, you know, they're getting healthier. I think I'm going to have to go with them.
I'm going to have to go with them also.
I'll tell you, man, with Thompson looking as healthy as he looks, they got so many weapons. I just don't know how you cover them. You know, Dean, I don't know. How do you –
Yeah.
I mean, Boston's really good defensively. Let's say Smart covers Curry. You got to cover a bunch of other dudes, Poole and Thompson. I mean, they're just.
Well, and has anybody on Boston ever played for a championship before?
Well, that's a great question. Well, I was thinking of that
as I was saying they were inexperienced.
Yeah.
One of the things we talked about before this series with Miami was that you're looking at the best defensive teams in the league. And so whether Boston is one or two, at least they come into that game with defensive priority. You know, they come in bringing that, and that's different than shooting. You may shoot 30% or 70%, but in playing good, hard-nosed defense the way those guys do, you're 10 out of 10.
They better have Robert Williams, tell you that.
Yeah.
Hey, Dino, he's a good player.
Isn't he good defensively? Wow, man. Dino, he's really good.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, Dean, see ya.
Okay, guys.
We're here at the Lucky Star right here in Concho. They got pinatas and progressives going on here on Saturdays. Come on out. Win a lot of money. Have some fun. Great place, Lucky Star in Concho. Let's take an OG&E break. With summer here, you want to manage your bill? Check out Smart Hours at OG&E.com, 98.1 FM. WS Sports Adam, we'll come back with one more segment to the total.
Dom Munnauer.
Breaking sports news happens here first.
Let's get on this situation right away.
You've always heard it first from WWLS, the sports animal. The morning animal. Morning animal.
And see, I'm of the mindset where I look at Oklahoma State, Baylor ahead of everybody else going in the season. Like, I don't even put Texas in that group. They've got to show me more, and Sarkisian's got to show me more.
I agree.
And I got to see what kind of quarterback they've got.
I'm with you.
What kind of defense they've got.
Played the last six games last year. They lost them all. They gave up 55, 32, 31, 30, 57 in overtime, and then 31. God. So that defense wasn't any good. Well, they were
terrible.
The Morning Animals, weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the sports animal.
Joni Mitchell, isn't it?
It's her song.
They paid paradise.
Oh, that's right.
This cover is so good of it.
With a big old set of boots, you're gonna swing in hot spot. Oh, this is this the band that I like? Smash Mouth?
That's a good guess. The Counting Crows.
Oh, that's right.
Listen to this part here.
And this is a great song.
That part is cool.
Didn't she date somebody, famous rocker? I know Judy Collins did, but didn't Joni Mitchell also?
Joni Mitchell.
Was involved with somebody?
I don't know. That's a good question.
She had a good voice. Really good voice.
What other song did she have, Tony?
Didn't she have a James Bond movie theme? Didn't she have one of those?
Did she?
I thought she did.
Well, Goldfinger was Shirley Bassey.
Goldfinger.
No one does it better or something
like
that.
She had a weird voice.
No one does it better or
Nobody
something.
Nobody does it better. Makes you feel better.
And we are back with the show known in Pottawatomie County as the Toto.
Dominant.
Hour. We're here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Great place. So you're heading to Dallas, huh?
Yeah, getting ready to go down to Dallas tonight. So
where do you stay down there?
Tonight we are staying in the Westin that's attached to the Galleria.
Okay.
And it's literally...
that's good for Julie so you can shop.
Well, that's right. Although she likes to go to North Park Mall more than she does there. But it's a nice place, and it's got a really good restaurant there, and it's about 2 miles from where we play.
Does she shop every poker trip?
Yeah, probably. Pretty much.
She got some good stuff from on UPS this week.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what's coming. She bought some tennis shoes for our granddaughter, and I said, "Did she really need those?" He goes, "Yeah, she needed." I said, "What about her mom and dad? Could they buy them for her?"
Mm-mm.
She didn't answer me to that. She just said she bought it. So. by the way, they're rolling into the sixth inning. OSU up 8-5 on TCU.
Gosh, that game is almost 3 hours old.
I know.
I mean, that
is
just
ridiculous.
Unbelievable how slow it is. So,
okay. Listen to this, Al. I mean, Tony. It says, have Tony play a little Wallflowers, see if Al can recognize the singer. He has a very famous dad.
And you know it, right, Jim? You know
I think
the answer?
I do. I think I do. Yeah, let's see if Al can figure it out.
Okay, let me find it here.
Well, how I recognize a famous father if I don't hear the father's voice?
Now, I don't know.
No, you can. Listen, you can. You can hear it in his voice.
Okay,
right.
Let me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is a very popular song.
Great song.
You gonna sing?
Well, just hang. Yeah, let me go. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Said she died easy of a broken heart disease. I listened through the cemetery trees.
I don't have a clue.
Hey, that give
Bob
you
Dylan. Dylan.
Yes. Yeah.
Bob Dylan's son.
Yeah, Dylan.
It's Jacob.
Yeah, you can just hear it. He's better than Dylan. He got a better voice than Dylan.
No doubt.
Which isn't saying very much. But, yeah, you can hear the Dylan, can't you, Tony? You can hear the Dylan
absolutely.
In him.
They got that Dylan Museum in Tulsa.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I bet our cornerman's
you know
been up there.
I've never been a big Dylan fan, but I love the Hurricane.
Great song.
I love that song, but some of his songs just get kind of old for me.
Well, he never sings any of the hits when
he's
on
concert. Well, that's what you said. You went to see him and he didn't do it.
Yeah, and then we had somebody who was in Oklahoma City said it was a terrible show. Or in Tulsa, whatever it was. I mean,
did that make you mad?
It didn't make me mad. I just told people that went to it, that told me, I said, yeah, I've seen it. That's what he does. Yeah. And yeah, when I went to see him then, yeah, hell yeah. I mean, like a Rolling Stones kid, one of the greatest rock
and he doesn't
of all
even
time.
Play it?
No.
Well, that, I mean, is that just because he's such a, quote, artist? He's
probably.
An artiste?
Well, and he wants to sing all his new stuff. I mean.
Yeah, well, the people want to hear the old stuff.
Absolutely. Can you imagine McCartney just was in concert just saying, I mean,
I know,
but that's what
McCartney though. He's got about 80 songs, so it's going to be hard.
And I think he's still
wings
touring this summer. I think.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
I've never seen him. You have?
No, he came to Oklahoma City. I was on vacation.
I've never seen him.
So I heard he puts on an unbelievable show.
Well, he's got so many songs. He likes to talk too. He's a very good talker.
Has Doc Pascal ever seen him?
I don't know if Doc Pascal's seen him. That's a good question.
Since
I should
a big
ask.
Music
you.
Guy.
Yeah. No, I. He's got. So, I mean, when you consider all the songs with Wings, and the Beatles, and by himself, he has so many songs, man.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let me ask you guys a question here. Let me ask you: if Bob Dylan was to play his songs, all right, he goes back and plays the hits, he completely reworks the songs, plays them. Would you rather have it that way or him not play them at all?
You mean like the song is just different?
Completely different. Like a completely different arrangement.
I'd be really mad if
I'd
that
be
happened.
Mad at also.
I guess he's notorious for doing that too also.
I would be really
songs.
Mad. If I went to one of my favorite concerts, like if I got the Eagles and they're doing things different, I'd be so mad.
I don't know how he keep going on because he's so bad. I mean, in concert, I guess people don't know. I mean, they
just
don't.
Just because he's an icon. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, listen, the Eagles make sure they sing every one of their big songs, and they sound exactly the way they're supposed to sound. Right, Tony? Shouldn't that to be the way it is?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you who else does it. Hall & Oates. They do it exactly the same
thing. I saw Hall & Oates. They're great.
Yeah, they are.
Well, and we saw Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart was unbelievable.
Oh, Rod Stewart was incredible.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the people that I saw that were amazing was the Cars. Now, they don't move on stage at all. If you want to think that you're going to see, like, entertainment, it's not.
Well,
but Rick Ocasek sounds exactly the same.
Well, I tell you, the Rolling Stones put on it.
That
the
was
best
down at the OU?
At the stadium. It was unbelievable.
I didn't go to that. I really wanted
to. That was unbelievable. Hey, have a good weekend,
all right,
man.
Now, you guys have a great one. You too, Tony. See you guys. Happy Memorial Day. And thank you so much to all the people that passed away for us. It's amazing what people have done for our country and for us. So
no doubt.
You.
See ya. We heard the Lucky Star. Two huge game rooms out here. Got blackjack going on. Great food, drinks out here. Lucky Star and Country will come back. Take phone call the next 2 hours. 98.1 FM, Des Plaines Central.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us. Join in on the conversation with the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. Text ANIMAL to 62582 to opt into the conversation and give us your sports take. You can always call in, comment on social media, and now text your take. If there's a busy signal, text ANIMAL to 62582 to chat in with the Sports Animals Text Nation line and call the bros at Trade Pros Heat and Air. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.